exported 10,000 tons of galvanized steel to the United States, valued at approximately $10 million. The shipment dispatched from Banjul Port is part of the company's strategy to strengthen its presence in North America, with monthly export targets 50,000 until 6,000 tons to the U.S. and quarterly shipments of 3,000 until 4,000 tons to Canada. During the 2045 Easter celebration, Minister of Social Affairs Saifullah Yusuf delivered a poem titled Love from the Minister of Social Affairs for Indonesia, emphasizing the importance of tolerance and unity among Indonesians. He stated that true brotherhood cannot exist without tolerance and encouraged sincere service to the nation. The event also served as a moment of reflection on values such as sacrifice, love, and hope within the ministry's community. And that was the news. You're still here in Indonesia today with your host Ray, where I'll be coming to you for the next 6 hours, providing with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And while listening this day, we have called it in Indonesia Hari Buruh, and of course for all of you workers out there, keep on doing what you're doing and always do the best for everyone, especially for the nation. And also you can always tune in to our online streaming voidnews.id, shortwave 355 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And so without any further ado, here is Krisye with Seperti Yang Kau Minta. meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gumpo a thrice meatball, because it is round, made on thighs, and its correct color. According to the story, gumpo comes from the word gimpo, because it uses the fingers. Sugar. You can add shaved pies or ice cubes that are woven into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of cat food or cream sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of rice gumpo planet, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
I'm not afraid to die. The land above the clouds is the nickname of Nyan Valley in central Java. The valley has a main tradition, called Annuli, that features cutting off dreadlocks from children as part of the cultural festival. They are not ordinary children. They have the dreadlocks after they mysteriously had time fever, and their illness was not detected medically. The next day, the dreadlocks appears on their head, and it can only be cut with a long sequence of rituals, where the whole villagers have their own parts. Our journey to Nyan Village in Banjaran Dara region in central Java was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta to reach Nyan. The scenic winding road to the green potatoes plantation, and with the residents along, it is worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon Nyan Village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of Nyan children who are called Anakbaja. But why does cutting dreadlocks need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
We believe the dreadlock was secured from goddess Rorunji from Kidosi. She gave it to Kyai Agung Kalabete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidosi. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
For many years, most people have carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. The Anakbaja were believed to be special children of Nyan, who bridged our reality and the unseen Nyan.
Salah satunya adalah, anak Nyan merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are gifts from God. The young people believe that God always entrusts anything he will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping them. We also believe our ancestor, the Lungung Kolabete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the southern sea. It is because the past belief that the hair also belongs to God. The javanist must have good will and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Kami
telah dibawa India, terkait the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestral heritage in a more modern way, without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Nyan Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan, kegiatan ritual pencerahan di Bali ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atas yang tidaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan, apa sih yang panjang itu? Tentunya dimulai dengan acara Napakilas. Napakilas ada di beberapa tempat, antara nanti lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pesan yang lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, atau masyarakat yang terlibat dalam Napakilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral, atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan memberi siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Katakanlah salah satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya, karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus itu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini Napakilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus berjalan secara harmonis. Selain memang hubungan dengan sang pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf kami tidak menyembah tempat, tapi kami menghargai tempat karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernafas, pohon bernafas, untuk kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Seperti itu. 23 tempat itu sepanjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan saat jalan kaki, dan juga para pemangku adat melakukan beberapa persyaratan biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures in full. We visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit the sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders dip the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, a dreadlock children will be gathered in a small banquet as a gratitude that the children have arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be carried or carried across the village. The parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the services can stay across the Nyan Kulon Village area to Suharto Wiklam or Dharmasala. Because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be carried again to Arjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another dedicated banquet called Pialah Berkah. Visitors can join the event. Since we prepared the banquet for all people to eat together, as a gratitude to the gods for the dreadlock cutting ritual had been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya. Apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya, itu semua dipersihkan. Maka diharapkan untuk memakai pakaian baik, pakaian bagus, itu yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi.
Here is the crown for human, especially women. It Baker aside, given the fact that most migrant children in the end are female. The migrant children who have dark marks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Arita from Lesotho. She's 2 years old. She has asked dark marks to be cut in the end village. She also asked 2 goats.
Really? The Arita from the end battery.
She had provided herself wanted the dark marks in the end since she was 2 years old. She also wished for 2 goats. But I'm being 12. But I'm being 1
of the end.
Wishes are specific. Such as 1 quail egg. The egg must be 1 and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Like
other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to the temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a card full of fragile children's wishes. There was also another card with full colored tumpang. Tumpang is a cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau tumpang rojong itu tawaran bikin itu kan seperti pati contoh situ. Nah, jadi ada kendaraan pati, ada
rambut kita. So, tumpang rojong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There is dreadlock that is like rice. Another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agriculture or trade. White means purity. So, we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Yang bahwa kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya. Jalan yang lurus, gak usah nekong-nekong, ya gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau itu simbol, itu yang berwarna putih, gitu.
Detail about dreadlocks current ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in the anhill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meter written heart and throat melted air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual begins, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight. And the ritual